Hi everyone, it's Squeaks and Giggles. I am at home today and a little bored, so I thought I'd try something new. I am going to read you a story while I sit on my magic wand and see how long it takes before it gets difficult for me to be able to continue reading. So I really hope you enjoy. Here we go. I was on the phone the other day, giving my name and address. Even though neither is difficult to spell, I found myself resorting to the phonetic alphabet. You know, the A is for Alpha, B is for Bravo, C is for Charlie. And I wondered what the man on the other end of the line would have said if I'd used my own. A is for Alfresco. Let us go out and find somewhere secluded. I will kiss you deeply. I will take you into the bushes. Once in the bushes, I will slip your lovely, hard prick out of your trousers. And, oh, that brings us to B. B is for blowjob. I will lower my head to your lovely cock. I will run my tongue around the head of your prick, tasting you. I love to give head. I will spend ages licking and sucking you. I will take your full length into my mouth. I will continue to fuck you with my mouth. Slow and then fast as I feel you coming. What then? Oh yeah, C. C is for cum. Having sucked and licked your lovely prick to the point of you coming, I would continue taking your full load into my mouth. I would then lick and suck your now sensitive prick, ensuring I've lapped up all your cum. D is for dressing up. I will wear a dark gray suit with a short skirt and a white blouse. Underneath, I will wear a white basque and black stockings with heeled shoes. I will even have my hair tied up. I will be your personal secretary and take down whatever you want. E is for erotic stories. I will write a story involving both you and me. Maybe one day I will get a 5 from you for one of my stories. Until then, I will continue to tell them to you. F is for French kissing. Well, not just French kissing, any sort of kissing. I love to kiss. It really turns me on. I will start at your lips. I will kiss your neck and shoulders, then down across your chest and stomach, working my way down. G is for games. We shall make our own version of Simon Says, but nothing will be said. I will go first, and whatever I do to you, you must copy and do to me. I will start slow, building the sexual tension as the game continues. H is for hot, naked flesh. My 3 favorite words and the images they create. I told a guy the other day if he continued to tease me, he would never get my hot, naked flesh next to his. Needless to say, he walked away with a hard-on. I is for ice cubes. Oh yes, I have seen 9.5 weeks. With the ice cubes and the other foodstuffs. I think ice cubes went out every time, when held between my lips and run over your hot, naked body. J is for just read the Kama Sutra and would love to try the splitting of the bamboo with you. K is for the kitchen units. I will lead you into the kitchen and you can lift me onto the work surface. The cold laminate against my hot flesh will turn me on. Then will you guide your lovely hard prick into my pussy and fuck me. L is for lingerie. I love to wear lovely, sexy underwear. I especially like to wear a new item each time we meet. I love the feel of sensual silk lingerie. The way it caresses my body as I move. Picture me in the blue ruffled basque and pale blue stockings. M is for massage. Having bathed you, I will lead you to my bed. There you will lay face down and I will straddle your back. I will rub oil onto my hands and then massage your shoulders and back. Slowly, I will massage the whole of your back, buttocks, and legs. N is for nipples. As you caress my breasts in a circular motion, with each circle getting smaller, as it nears my nipples, you will see my nipples stiffen between your caress. Then you will suck and tease them with your tongue. O is for orgasm. The numerous orgasms I have had. Yet I still await the multiple one, but I'm not greedy. We'll keep trying until one arrives, or two. P is for phone a friend. But those friends... Sorry, but whose friend shall we phone first? I can find a male friend if you bring a female. Shall we have one, the other, or even both at the same time? Q is for quickie. Oh yes, I love a quickie. Anytime, anywhere. Just lift my skirt and fuck me. R is for reflections. As we stand in front of the full-length mirror, I watch your prick sliding in and out of my wet pussy. You watch my pussy taking the whole of your length, my breasts bouncing as you pound into me. S is for 69. That is my favorite number. I love to lie next to you, licking and sucking your lovely prick as you lick and suck. Oh. And finger my hot wet pussy. T is for toys. I would not have believed toys could be so much fun. I've had a few, and the best to date was the Turbo 8 bullet, and consists of two variable speed bullets. Fucking with one in the pussy and the other on the clit was an amazing experience. A U is for unrequited. I know I'm not about to get all soppy on you. It is not for love, but for lust. There is a guy where I work where lust is unrequited by his partner. It is such a waste. I will always do my best to fulfill your every desire. V is for video. I have the camera set up. Let's make our own movie. We do not need a plot, but we have... But we have had the erotic stories and the dress-up above, to name but two. W is for willing. As well you know, I am willing to try anything at least once. Until we try it, we will not know if we will enjoy it. X is for X-rated X. It was going to be the films, but I would rather do than watch. This one had to get a look. Oh, fuck. This one had to get a look in, as it really should have been at A, but I thought I would make you wait for it. That doesn't make sense. This one had to get a look in, as it really should have been at A. Oh, but I thought I would make you wait for it. So what are we gonna do? You will guide your prick into my tight little ass, gently easing the head in as I push back against you. Y is for young. The young men I have seduced in recent years, their schoolboy fantasies that were fulfilled by a mature woman who knew what she wanted. And Z is for Zebedee. Zebedee says it's time for bed and we can start again tomorrow. Oh, thanks for listening. I didn't finish, but maybe I'll just end it there as a tease. Bye.